What would you say if I told you a saint appeared at a man's bedside half a country away to comfort him in his final hours? In this special episode, we will explore an incredible story of Padre Pio's bilocation during a man's time of deepest suffering. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story comes from the pages of the book titled The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Within his pages, we find a touching testimony shared by Umberto Stefani, recounting a remarkable event that reveals Padre Pio's extraordinary gift of bilocation. Umberto begins his account by telling us about his father, Giuseppe, a devout follower of Padre Pio. They first met in December 1952, when Giuseppe came to San Giovanni Rotondo for confession. However, in January 1961, Giuseppe was hospitalized at the Santa Zita Clinic in Lucca, a city located approximately 700 kilometers or 435 miles away from San Giovanni. Here, he was diagnosed with an incurable illness that left little hope for recovery. After enduring several months of unimaginable suffering, Giuseppe implored his son, Umberto, to embark on a journey to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his prayers. Luckily, their family maintained a close relationship with Father Onorato Marucci, who was a close friend of Padre Pio. With Father Onorato's assistance, a meeting with Padre Pio was arranged. Soon, they found themselves in Padre Pio's humble cell, where Umberto poured out his heart, explaining his father's ailment and his plea for divine healing. Padre Pio listened with a compassionate concern, promising to intercede with prayers on Giuseppe's behalf. However, upon leaving Padre Pio's presence, Umberto found himself with a mix of conflicting emotions. You see, despite Padre Pio's promise, he couldn't shake the feeling that his father would not be cured. It was as if he understood that God's plan for us is sometimes different than what we desire. Nevertheless, upon his return to Lucca, Umberto reassured his father that Padre Pio had indeed bestowed his blessings. Days passed, and on the morning of the 21st of September, Umberto's mother visited the clinic early in the morning. On her way to see her husband, a nurse curiously inquired, "Ma'am, who was the friar that left your husband's room so early this morning?" Taken aback, she replied, "Perhaps one of the chapel priests from the clinic who came for a visit." But the nurse responded, "No, it wasn't any of them." She then rushed to her husband's room, only to find him in a state of peace and free from pain. She thought this calm state was induced by the morphine-based medications given during his moments of agony. But then Giuseppe gestured for his wife to draw near and shared something truly extraordinary. "You know," he said, "I spent the whole night with Padre Pio. We pray together. I hope he obtains grace for me." Despite his worsening condition, Giuseppe Stefani spent the remainder of the day in peace. At 10:15 p.m., he took his final breath, leaving behind a remarkable story of his encounter with Padre Pio. Now, this story of Padre Pio's bilocation led me to ponder an intriguing thought. Padre Pio spent most of his life in this small, distant town, San Giovanni Rotondo. Yet, from this seemingly insignificant place in the middle of nowhere, God's grace worked through Padre Pio, influencing the entire world in unimaginable ways. It's remarkable to find a parallel here with our Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth, too, was a small and distant village that wasn't held in high regard, as we see in the Gospel of John when Nathanael asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Yet, our Lord chose to spend most of his life in this humble village before forever changing the course of history. In light of this similarity between Padre Pio and Jesus, I would like to conclude this video with a profound quote by Padre Pio. "I urge you to unite with me and draw near to Jesus with me, to receive his embrace and a kiss that sanctifies and saves us. Let's not cease then to kiss this divine Son in this way. For if these are the kisses we give him now, he himself will come to take us in his arms and give us the kiss of peace in the last sacraments at the hour of death." Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.